All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on a couple of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, we are on KSBT 97.1 FM, soon to be back on the AM. Also, we are on the AM dial still in Bonner's Ferry, 1450 AM. You can also pick up the 97.1 FM just about anywhere. And, well, anywhere in the Highway 95 corridor here in North Idaho, but anywhere on the North Idaho radio app, anywhere you are, you can do that. So, anyway, it's Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so I cleverly or stupidly call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We've got another good one for you today. First up, from the Community Resource and Vision Center, we'll meet Katie Bigalke and talk about the new Faces of Veterans Services in Bonner County. They have an event coming up soon, and that's what they'll be talking about. So she's been with the Community Resource and Vision Center for a few days now, so she's like an expert, and we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. And I'm not even sure what we're having in our second segment. So that's going to be a surprise. So hang on for that. And I do know what's happening in our final segment today. We welcome in Heather Upton. You may remember Heather from her visits with us when she was with the Bonner County History Museum and the Bonner County Historical Society. Heather is now the City of Sandpoint's Arts and Historic Preservation Officer. So we'll find out what exactly she does there. And she'll be telling us about a grant opportunity available for local nonprofit arts organizations. So look forward to all of this. Also look forward to tomorrow night. Jay Vandenberg and myself will be bringing you Bulldog football here on the KSBT side of things, and Rock 103, of course, and the Rock 103 app. 6:40 for the pregame show, the Yokes pregame show, and my chat with Coach Ryan Knowles. Bulldogs kickoff at Lake City. Big surprise on the road again this week at Lake City, 7 o'clock for the kickoff there. Now, for Bonner's Ferry, this is a little different this weekend. They're not playing Friday night. They are home Saturday, and it's not at 7 o'clock. It is at 5 o'clock Saturday, and it's homecoming. And what a year the Badger football boys are having. They are 5-0, so 5 o'clock against St. Mary's for homecoming, and have that game for you right here at 1450 a.m. kickoff at 5. What else is going on? Well, you know, the Daybreak Center at the Sandpoint Senior Center is now called On-Site for Seniors, and they are open 5 days a week to serve you. For more information, call the Sandpoint Senior Center at 263-6860, 263-6860, and find out about all the stuff they do there. Plan to celebrate Oktoberfest. It's in Priest River this Saturday in downtown Priest River. Lots of beers is going on from 3 until 7. Plenty of live music as well. I know McDuff's is there. Several local breweries will be there with their beers. There's also various food vendors and games you can play. It's happening at Priest River. Just get on up Highway 2 and you get in Priest River. You can't miss it. Downtown Oktoberfest this Saturday. And perhaps we'll talk more about that coming up. What else is going on? Well, also this Saturday is the annual Winter Ridge Neighborhood Fair. I go to this every year. It's they have all kinds of vendors come out, and it's a block party with music, food, vendors, samples, lots of samples, and things for you. It's on, of course, Lake Street at Highway 2, Winter Ridge Natural Food Markets. Their neighborhood fair is this Saturday from 11 to 4. Don't miss that. McDuff's Beer Hall Hoptoberfest is going on, featuring new fresh hop beers, patio games, the OPA, Great Greek Food Truck with a German twist, and live music. This is also Saturday. Saturday is going to be a party day. Partying all over the place. Go to the McDuff's Beer Hall. There's also the Panhandle Preparedness Expo this weekend out at the fairgrounds. The importance of being earnest to play at the Panada that you heard Keely Gray on this very show last week talking about. It's their final weekend. The importance of being earnest. Oscar Wilde's probably his most well-known comedy. So you might want to check that out. Go to panada.org for more on that. Farmers Market, of course, winding down its season, but it's still going. It's this Saturday from 9 a.m. till 1 in Farman Park. Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, you pick Pumpkin Patch opening day on Saturday. Yeah, it's that time of year. You can start going out there and enjoy all the festivities at the Hickey Farm, which is on Hickey Road, which is just off of Highway 200 as you head east, like towards Clark Fork from Sandpoint. I can't miss it. At Hickey Road, turn left, and it's just quarter mile or whatever up the road there. And it's going to be open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 5:30, Wednesday and Friday from 2 till 5:30. Live entertainment on the weekends, music and Star of the Musician. And they'll be doing that from this Saturday until October 29th. You can go to hickeyfarmsidaho.com to learn more about that. Be sure to bring the little ones out there. It's always a lot of fun. Bright Moments Jazz Saturday at McDuff's Beer Hall from 1 to 4. Let's see, live music with Ben Vogel Saturday at the Pondere Winery from 5 until 8. What else is there? Just that's probably enough. Lots going on. Lots going on this show here today as well. So we're going to take our first break, get that out of the way, and we come back. We'll be talking about the Community Resource and Vision Center and meet Katie and talk about Veterans Services in Bonner County. So stick around.
It's time to elevate your finances. Introducing Ascend Checking, the simple, free checking account from P1FCU. It gives you the flexibility to earn dividends, plus get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. Level up your finances with Ascend Checking. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 208-877-6000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens, and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Get it away, get you a job.
Well, all right. We are back, North Idaho. Thursday, we are joined. We're about to meet Katie Bigalke, and Katie is with the Community Resource and Vision Center. And Katie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for showing up today.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here. Nice to meet you. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from around here? Did you just move here? How long have you been with the Envision Center and all that stuff?
Yeah. Okay. So I moved here in 2017 by way of Seattle, but originally I'm a Wisconsinite. And
Packer fan? Are you?
Naturally. Yes. Okay.
Well,
yes.
You've got to leave.
Actually,
just kidding.
Bob, you gave me a prize one time at McDuff's.
I did.
I won like a meat package, and you handed me a...
Tim's special
Tim's
cut
meats. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're welcome.
So, yeah.
And that was during a Packer
game? That was during a Packer game playoff game at McDuff's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Did they lose to the 49ers that day?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So I'm a 49er fan, so there you go. Anyway, so you... From Wisconsin, Seattle, then Sandpoint, and obviously you like it here 5 years.
I love it here. Yeah, when I was in high school, my Uncle Mark told me that Sandpoint, Idaho would look good on me, and he was right. It stuck. And I thought that was a really weird thing for him to say, but when life threw me some unexpected curveballs, I had Sandpoint on my radar, and it's what brought me here. So I've had a lot of great experiences and healing and restoration in this beautiful four-season environment.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. And how did that lead you to the Community Resource and Vision Center?
Yeah, long story. I won't make it long, though. I'll make it short.
You can. We have plenty of time.
Okay. So I came to Sandpoint and wanted to start a nonprofit called Return Retreats and kind of was in a silo working on that vision, and it was to help women of domestic violence find restoration and find, retell their stories with the community of women that would relate to them and find healing and go out and do things in recreation and just find this renewed spirit. So starting that, I learned about the Leadership Sandpoint program because mm-hmm. I was listening to KRFY and they have radio programming on KRFY about that. And I signed up and got part of that program. And in that, I met Linus at the
Resource
Center.
So you did leadership through the chamber?
Yes. In the year that didn't graduate, or the year that graduated because things got funky because of COVID. So...
Julia Klontz.
Yes. And Keeley, who you just had on the radio, was in my class.
One of my many daughters.
Oh, she's your daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not realize that.
Well, that's great. That's a wonderful program, and I've never personally done it, but everyone who does just thinks it's a great thing.
So yeah.
If you ever get a chance, you can call the chamber and find out more about that. So good. So that...
Yeah, so that led me to meeting Linus, and we've become friends through that and in close contact. And then for a little while, I was working at the Priest River Ministries, Advocates mm-hmm. for Women, and things just come full circle. And so, kind of have had a philanthropic heart, wanted to be part of mission work, and. Linus reached out to me just recently and asked if I'd be her program and PR coordinator. I'm looking down at my business card right now because I'm so new.
Did you see what your title is?
I don't remember my title. And I've been there since Monday, and I've had three glorious, fun, wonderful days. So
you're a vet. I mean, you've been there since Monday. You've got this down. So there's a SPIN, which stands for Service Providers Information Network meeting that happens, I think, once a month.
It happens quarterly.
Quarterly,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At the Envision Center. And this next one, the topic is the new faces of veteran services in Bonner County.
Correct. Yeah, so we are excited to announce this. It just started coming together this week. And what really sparked this meeting topic was the opening of the VA Medical Clinic that is directly below our Envision Center office. We had the opportunity to go and tour this brand new state-of-the-art clinic, and we got to meet with their team, and it really inspired us to share this resource with our network and to seek out other veteran services that we have maybe been missing that are right mm-hmm. under our noses.
So are you a vet yourself?
I am not.
But I think you've learned a lot about this program.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what we've come up with so far is super exciting. For instance, did you know that there's a nonprofit called Dog Smile Adventures?
No.
Okay, so they create powerful opportunities for vets to discover healing and potential through sailing adventures right here on Lake Pendere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's super exciting. We're going to have John Totten, the founder, executive director, and instructor at Dog Smile Adventures, come and speak at our event. And we're going to have Steve Ciccoli, who's the project manager at the VA Medical Clinic. He's going to come and speak at the event as well, and kind of, you know, just explain why, you know, why they took the steps they took to make this clinic exactly what it is and who they've partnered with to make it happen. So we're really excited about that. And we don't have all of our speakers confirmed yet, but we also, we do know that we're going to have a readjustment therapist from the Spokane Vet Center, Dante Ramore, come and speak with us. And he's working with some excellent veteran services as well that get people out and recreating in our four season environment here. So we're excited to share some of those.
So this SPIN Service Providers Information Network meeting is happening on October the 20th from 11:30 to 12:30. Do people need to pre-register or call you guys in advance or what?
No, we're going to open our doors. We're going to we'll make room for whoever comes in. And it's also going to be available on Zoom. So we're hoping also to procure a, maybe a sponsor or a donor who'd like to provide us lunch or find a way to,
I was just
going to
ask about lunch. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like, you know, an event doesn't really seem full unless we feed people. So, that's still wide open. If anyone is listening and interested in getting involved, that would be a, that'd be a splendid way to kick off our event with some food to feed our vets. And then, you know, we're also going to be working with the medical clinic to get some tours going of the new clinic. It'd be a great opportunity for veterans to meet some other veterans and then to discover these practical and exciting new resources and programs.
Wow. So how long has this vet clinic been there?
It has not opened yet.
Okay, I was going to say, I'd never heard of this.
Yeah, they just put up a new sign and a brand new flagpole on Monday when I came into the office. I was like, how long has that been here? And so we got to go and tour it on Monday. It's state-of-the-art, really beautiful. They've thought of everything. And so they are going to be having an open house on October 5th. Where vets can come in and do a, they can get signed up for a membership there. So they're doing recruiting for their program, and we just wanted to help spread the word and be a partner to them, which is really what SPIN is, our purpose. Like part of the Envision Center's mission is to nurture relationships with other resource providers and connect them to each other.
Wow, this is all kind of head spinning, actually. So this event is coming up October 20th. Now, you guys are located in what locals know as, well, it's now the Lighthouse Building, but it was Coldwater Creek originally.
Yes, absolutely.
Out on McGee Road, off of Highway 200.
Mm-hmm.
And again, October 20th, you don't need to pre-register. How are you guys getting the word out to the vets so they know that the clinic is there and they know about this event?
Yeah, absolutely. The Envision Center, I'm learning, is an incredible, exceptional place to work. They've got their ducks in
Linus
a row.
Linus is an incredible, exceptional person.
She is. She absolutely is. So there is a lot of organized email newsletters that are going to be going out. We're going to get on all of our community calendars, all of our segmented emails. We're going to really target each of those specifically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even asking the pastors of our congregations to let their congregations know, as there are a lot of vets in those areas. And then all of these service providers, we're going to hit them and have them come and be there. If they're not speaking, we'd like them to come and to invite their network.
And of course, there's a lot of vets around here in Bonner County, also Boundary County, and I'm sure they're welcome.
Absolutely.
For these services. As well, again, they are located in the old Coldwater Creek headquarters on McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in Kootenai. And technically, it's a Sandpoint address, but it's Kootenai, trust
mm-hmm.
me. That's great. Katie, it's great having you on the show and doing all of this. And I'm sure this is not the last time we'll see you on this show.
Yeah, well, thank you for the invitation. If you guys have any questions, you can email me at katie@crecidaho.com. or you can call 208-920-1840.
That's Katie at CRECIdaho.com. Katie, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And if, for those of you who are with us at the outset of the intro to this program today, I didn't know what I was having in the second segment, but I do now. We'll be talking about Apple Fest. What is that? We'll find out in just a moment.
Gather your friends and plan to celebrate Oktoberfest in downtown Priest River on Saturday, October 1st from 3 to 7 p.m. There'll be plenty of live music, beer, and food vendors. Try your hand at Hammerschlagen, Cornhole, or the Bierstein Holding Competition. Beer will be featured from Timbertown Beer Company, McDuff's, Popeye's Lounge, Matchwood, and 74 Main Public House, all in historic downtown Priest River. See you at Oktoberfest Saturday, October 1st.
More than a dealership, Finlay gets special inventory. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finlay Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finlay Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of Jeeps. You can still custom order your new Jeep, but there's a good chance Finlay has what you're looking for in stock.
Hey folks, Chris Riggs, General Manager of Finlay Jeep. We really do have a lot of Jeeps, and we have more on the way. As the only Jeep Superstore in the area, we are getting extra Jeeps all year. We have to sell these to make room for the new Jeeps in transit, plus the new Jeeps we just ordered. We have to sell these Jeeps. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, come talk to a certified Jeep expert at Finlay Jeep and let's make a deal.
Visit Finlay Jeep Superstore during Jeep Adventure Days for extra savings and special finance offers. Finlay Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at FinlayPostFalls.com.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now get the Sausage McGriddles, Sausage McMuffin, Sausage Biscuit, or other breakfast favorites, and get another for just a dollar. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. If you're a don't-talk-to-me-before-I've-had-my-coffee type of person, then go get a refreshingly sweet McCafé iced coffee made with 100% Arabica beans at McDonald's. And I'll wait.
Now for a limited time, get a sweet and cinnamony pumpkin spice iced coffee. Or keep it classically cool with caramel and French vanilla. Enjoy a medium in any flavor for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back. I have to be honest, that last commercial kind of took me by surprise. Nat King Cole, so I had to look it up. You know, he died in 1965. How on earth is he on that commercial? Anyway, Toys for Tots. It's a great thing. That's for sure. Another great thing that's coming up, a great person has joined us, as he has fairly often recently, Justin Dick. And every time you come on the show, you're wearing a different hat, well, at least a different pair of tennis shoes for sure, but wearing a different, you were either Bonner General Foundation or the City of Sandpoint or Trinity at City Beach. Today, you are with the Sandpoint Shopping District. And I've been handed a flyer, which I haven't read yet. Apple Fest 2022. Justin, how are you and what is it?
Bob, I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me on. I didn't know that I was going to get this opportunity so quickly, so again, thank you for getting me over. Yeah, Trinity and Jalapenos, the 219, we all joined the shopping district here with at least as far back as 3 to a year ago.
Okay.
As some of our restaurant participation here locally. We have a very strong core of over 30 retailers in this community and some restaurants that are all part of the shopping district here. And we try to get in together on the off seasons and put together promotions that really affect our local community. And we've got our first one coming up. That's our Apple Fest 2022. That's October 15th. That's a Saturday from noon to four. Again, we've got over 30 different businesses that are involved. There's going to be an apple pie contest, an apple catapult where you can launch the apples into the Sand Creek. We've got caramel apples, cider, apple butter, face painting. We're trying to get musicians on just about every corner on going up and down First Street here. So should be a heck of a time. And then lastly, Trinity's participation, if you bring your receipt from any one of the shopping district members, bring it to Trinity here from now until November 1st, and we'll give you 10% off of one food item to get people moving around here.
Yeah, so Apple Fest, it's happening October 15th from noon until 4. And as Justin said, Apple Pie Contest, Apple Catapulting Apples into Sand Creek, Caramel Apples, Apple Butter, Face Painting, and as you said, live music all over town. And so where all the contests and the catapulting and all of that, is that all centered in one location?
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be over at Cedar Street Bridge, especially right when you walk in. We'll have the pie contest set up right over there. I think on the, south side of Cedar Street Bridge as well, we'll have some of the catapult stuff. And then we've got a number of the businesses are going to have booths or some participation either in front of their store or at their store that particular day. So, again, I think what's fun about this is we all get done with these busy summers. September's been absolutely beautiful. It's kind of our locals get back to it here as well. We get our town back. But also, I think it's really important to note that the retailers on the off season, we understand that price, from your groceries to your gas to everything that we did this summer, everything is so darn expensive right now. And the shopping district offers us this ability to be able to do these types of events for our locals where they can get out and they don't have to spend a lot of money and they still have a great time.
Perfect. And, of course, brought to you by Sandpoint Shopping District. You can find out more about this and anything that happens with them at downtownsandpoint.com. I'll repeat that again in a few moments. And, Justin, you were worried about us getting these participating businesses in. I think it's a piece of cake. Of course, you already mentioned the 219 Artworks Gallery, Azalea Handpicked Style, Bella Terra Boutique, Burlwood Dreams, Carousel Emporium Creations, Eve's Leaves, Finn and McDonald. What else we got? Grace and Joy, I Saw Something Shiny. You already mentioned Jalapenos, La Chic Boutique, Larson's, Meadowbrook Home Furnishing, Monarch Mountain Coffee, Northwest Handmade, Out West Trading Company, Ponderé Winery, The Pickled Kitchen, Sharon's Hallmark, Sugar Tooth. God, there's so many more. Trinity, of course. It's like, basically, you go downtown.
And they're all there. I got to give a big shout out to two of our new members, the Pepper Mercantile. It's there right where the old Starbucks used to be. They have some amazing stuff over there. They just added a whole juice line and some grab-and-go food, as well as they've got some retail stickers and merchandise. They've just got a really cool vibe. And then across the street, as everybody already knows, are our Heart Bowls. And Heart Bowls has been amazing in this community. Healthy food, healthy lifestyle, really promoting that throughout the community. Katie and her team they do a brilliant job, and they're going to have some events associated with Apple Fest. But two of our newest members as of this morning.
Oh, is that right? That's great. So again, the Apple Fest, it's coming up October 15th in about 2 weeks. From noon until 4, downtown Sandpoint, brought to you by the Sandpoint Shopping District. And what's going to be happening at Trinity that day?
Oh, you know what? We're going to have all sorts of apple desserts that we're going to bring on. We've been rolling out. I think we may have a little competition with our guys and gals in the back on who can make the best apple pie. And then we're going to submit that pie over to the contest as well. And one other thing I got to say. say I just got a plug because it was such an amazing weekend. The Find Your Strength 5K for the Bonner General Health Foundation. It was probably the most beautiful day we could have asked for. Over 200 participants, an abundance of volunteers. Those words have never come out of my mouth ever. We had more volunteers than were actually signed up. The community after party was amazing. We had close to 400 people there total. I saw Bob Witte. I saw a number of Rotarians. Sandpoint Rotarians came out to volunteer. The Elks, the Eagles. There's so many, I can't even name them right now, but you know who you are, and thank you so much for coming out. It was an amazing success.
So is this going to be an annual?
It is going to be an annual thing. We actually just started doing our debrief and planning for next year as well, too. So it was really great. You saw the kids on the 1K, the little superhero 1K. It was just beautiful watching everybody get out and get healthy.
Yeah, and did the funds you were raising, as you, we talked about this just last week, about for the, what's it called again?
For the exoskeleton.
Exoskeleton, yeah. Which is going to be a great benefit for so many people around here.
Absolutely.
The next closest one is, what, Wenatchee or something?
Wenatchee, absolutely. So, good memory.
Yeah, it's great. Did you make the money goal that you were hoping for?
We got we made some great money to put towards it, but we're still a long ways to go. So I will certainly be back on this show at some point, if you so allow me to do so.
Absolutely.
And talk about some other fundraising efforts that we have.
All right. Again, Apple Fest 2022. It's coming up downtown Sandpoint on Saturday, October 15th from noon until 4. And just about everybody, businesses downtown participating. So go there and check it out. Have fun. And then, what is it? Bring your receipt to Trinity
sometime in October? Yeah, bring your receipt from any of our participating shopping district members. And up until November 1st, we'll give you 10% off one food item.
All right. Sounds good. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, Heather Upton is with us. You may remember her from the Bonner County History Museum and the Historical Society. She's now with the City of Sandpoint, but kind of along those same lines as what she's always been doing. So she will tell us about that and a grant opportunity that's available right now for arts organizations in our area. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
We are here with Shane Flory from North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonner's Ferry, answering your questions about insurance steering. So what is insurance company steering?
Insurance company steering happens when you pick up the phone to report a claim and the insurance company recommends shops on their list. What people don't know is that these shops have signed contracts with the insurance company to fix that car for a lesser rate. At North Idaho Collision, we really are different. Although we have a great working relationship with all insurance companies, we will not sign insurance company contracts which can defer us from making the proper repairs to your vehicle. We are your advocate for quality repairs.
So what if my insurance company tells me that I have to go to one of their preferred shops?
It is always your choice where you take your vehicle for repairs, and it's illegal for the insurance company to tell you different. So if you have a shop that you're comfortable with, it's always your choice to take it there.
For more information on insurance steering and North Idaho Collision Repair Center, visit them online at nicrepaircenter.com.
It's a beautiful time of year to visit the historic city of Stateline, the gateway to North Idaho's sportsman's paradise. Take advantage of the low, low Idaho prices on gas and tobacco products at A1 Smoke Shop, Amerimart, Liberty Stop and Go, and Lou's Smoke Shop. There's great food available at Smoke and Mike's, Lou Taco, and Cooper's Express. And the nightlife is always exciting at the Saddle Store Inn, El Patio, Little Italy, Cruisers, Nashville North, Contiki, and Stateline Showgirls. Take it to the line, Stateline, Idaho.
One, two, three, four.
Sawyer Brown is returning to Northern Quest this fall.
Easy is on in, here comes Brad in the backstreet.
Don't miss the iconic up-tempo country bands perform their impressive catalog of high-energy 80s and 90s country hits.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash.
Performing live at the Ponderay Pavilion on Sunday, October 2nd.
Some girls don't like boys like
Get your tickets today at northernquest.com.
To promote the $100,000 Endless Summer Hot Seats giveaway at Northern Quest, our creative team wanted to write an endless radio commercial. Turns out that costs way more than the $100,000 we're already giving away. Touche, finance department. So just get to Northern Quest every Sunday in September from 2 to 6 p.m. and play for a chance to win your share of $100,000 every 15 minutes. Details at northernquest.com.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very
important message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. You know, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned the Oktoberfest that's happening in Priest River on Saturday, and I plan on being there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, a lot of people around here, they traditionally go to Leavenworth for Oktoberfest. But have you heard the controversy that's going on with Leavenworth Oktoberfest? Well, for years, for decades, actually, it was run by a group of people called Project Bayhern. And they always organized the Leavenworth Oktoberfest, which was, of course, in Leavenworth, Washington. Well, they didn't get their contract renewed after, 20-something, 30 years of doing this. And so they have moved it to Wenatchee, downtown Wenatchee. And it's the next 2 weekends there, but they're still calling it Leavenworth Oktoberfest. So meanwhile, back in the real Leavenworth, they are also having a Leavenworth Oktoberfest. So if you hear of this, both Wenatchee and Leavenworth are having events called Leavenworth Oktoberfest, and the cities are now suing each other over who gets this name. So it's very confusing. I thought that was an interesting story today in the Spokesman Review, but easier for all of us around here, just go to Priest River on Saturday and celebrate their Oktoberfest. Also, right around the corner from where we're sitting right now is the neighborhood party at Winter Ridge, which we go to every year. So lots going on this weekend. Heather, what's going on with you? Heather Upton from the City of Sandpoint is with us. Of course, you've been on the show several times with the Bonner County Historical Society and History Museum. But you've changed jobs, sort of.
Yes, I have. Thank you so much for having me again. I did make a change in career. I am the new Arts and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint. And
is this a new position with the city?
Totally new position with the city.
Gotcha.
And still volunteering at the museum. Love the museum. But this was an opportunity where I could continue doing great work with historic preservation, letting our community understand our culture and our history, celebrating that, and then activate the designer in me with a lot of the wonderful public art that we have in the community. So it was just an opportunity I couldn't resist.
And this is a full-time job for you?
It is.
Wow. So tell us, on a typical day, what do you do?
Well, anytime history, art, or cultural information that comes into play, I'm activated at the city. So it's really neat. I can be working with Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. I can be working with planning and zoning. It's quite exciting. There's always something new happening at the city. But right now, one of the first things I was excited to do was get our new merged arts and historic preservation commission up and running. So we're actually on our third meeting, and we have just that committee is made up of so many talented people. There's 9 of them. So we're doing amazing projects throughout the community, getting our public art programs going again.
Okay.
A lot of that stuff got put on hold with COVID.
Like the whole world got put on hold.
Yeah. So we're kind of starting back up. So we're going to be continuing with the Silver Box program. And that's a great art on loan program.
Tell us about that.
So there's 3 boxes. And the we do a call out to the artists in the community, and their art gets to, it has, the chosen individuals have an opportunity to have their art on display throughout the community for a year's period, and they also get a stipend. Oh. And the art will be for sale too. So it's a wonderful time for them to be promoting their pieces, and it helps support them as well.
That's great. And I saw a press release a couple of weeks ago about arts and culture grants being offered.
Yes, that's another huge art impact program that we're doing. So we launched this on the 15th. It's a sub-grant from the National Endowment of Arts through the American Rescue Plan funding that we were awarded. So there's $100,000 that will be pass-through funds going to our nonprofit arts organizations in the city of Sandpoint. So the deadline is actually on the 30th. So it was a tight window there. But it's going to be such an amazing opportunity for all of our nonprofit arts organizations in Sandpoint. The why behind that, it's a unicorn grant, I like to think of it. It's just for operations, and that never happens. Most grants are project-based, and the conflict with that is who's paying for the people that need to implement those projects. So I'm really excited about this grant. You need to be a nonprofit with an art program. You have to have a unique entity identifier number, and you can obtain that through SAM.gov. If you have worked through government grant processes, you would have that.
If you don't have that number, and today is the 29th.
Yeah, it's a toughie. What I would suggest would be to go online and get registered for it. Send that registration form in saying it's pending. I know there's a little bit of a backlog with COVID and the government, so we'll see what we can do.
Now, you mentioned this is a $100,000 grant. Is it going to be divided between X number of organizations?
Absolutely.
And do you have a set number on that? Or are you just waiting to
I
see?
I don't. I mean, I obviously have an idea of who the nonprofit arts organizations are in our community that could qualify. I hope everybody does. But we'll have a community advisory committee that we'll be meeting. And they're going to look at all of the appropriate applicants that qualify and take a look at, you know, the $100,000. What is the impact that ARCS organization does in the community? What's the health of the organization? And then award the funding according to that and the specific criteria.
So it could end up being $30,000 or it could end up being $10,000 or just depends on who applies. And have you had a lot of applications in the last 2 weeks?
I've had a few, and it's always interesting. This is the first time that I've ever created a grant.
Sure.
And it's kind of like creating a party and hoping that everybody RSVPs and comes. So I have a feeling today I'm going to be getting a lot more. I think it's going to be a huge win for our community and a wonderful boost.
So does it matter if the nonprofit has paid employees or if it's just all strictly, like I know, say Bulldog Bench, for example, it's not an artsy thing, of course, but it has no paid administrators, and there are several other organizations like that. Is that part of a criteria?
That's a great question. So allowable costs are pretty simple. It's salary, support, full or partial. Fees, stipends for artists or contractual personnel supporting day-to-day operations or programs. So if you ever did contract work. Facility costs such as rent and utilities. Costs associated with health, safety supplies for staff, visitors, and audiences. And then marketing and promotional costs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So,
lot to unpack.
And it's just 2 weeks, so that, you know, getting that press release out and getting it in the hands of all the nonprofits, of which there's like 158 active ones in our area, which is unusual, a large number. But to go towards operations, it, like you said, is very unusual.
It's definitely going to be worth the time to sit down and try to get this in. And there's four different criteria areas that qualify. And it was really important for me. So I came on in June. I started approaching this right away, getting this up and running. And then I really wanted to make sure that recommendations to council are made on October 19th. So, you know, that was the 2-week period. But being a part of the nonprofit world, it's amazing what we all can pull off. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate everybody being patient about that timeline.
Yeah, it's great. I was shocked when I heard that you were leaving the museum. I was like, that is the perfect, you and Hannah together are just like the perfect team. And you have been on the show several times and just so enthusiastic about the museum. And literally the two of you have taken it from something that's not a lot of people thought about to having like the first Saturday program and just bring it in the limelight of everybody. So it was rough to hear that you left, but then started this job and you have the same love and enthusiasm for this position.
Well, I mean, I still like love the museum more, but I love the community and the history of the community. And so I feel like I still am doing what I was doing before.
Yeah.
And I literally go over to the museum almost, they see me quite often. I mean, this week I popped over like 3 different times. And then Hannah and I still get to work with each other. She's on the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission. So, I always say it wasn't the end for me at the museum. It's just the beginning of some amazing collaborations that I can do just in a different capacity.
Well, I absolutely could not have hired a more qualified or better person for this position. And I know we've talked about this before, but what is with you and your passion for the history and arts preservation in North Idaho?
Well, it started when I was 5 years old, antique shopping with my mom, and I found a Bible that had these amazing handwritten inscriptions from, I think it was 1820, and that was my first like moment in connection to history. And thinking about it, I still get goosebumps. So I've always had a fascination with history, and getting plugged into the museum when I first came to the community was really special. It really helped me understand the community, and I got to see it through a historical lens. So it's amazing how just the universe places you in the right place at the right time. And being a designer and graduating in the degree of art history, to be able to work at a museum and create exciting exhibits and hear that feedback and educate people, it's just been such a great blessing. So that was kind of my journey into this. And I've always loved art, and being a designer myself, I appreciate and understand the aesthetics. And so to be able to activate both sides, I think is just awesome.
That is awesome, and you are doing an awesome job. Back to the grant that we've been talking about. People are just hearing about it today, for example. If that's the case, what do they do if they're interested?
So go on the city's website, and you'll see right on the front page, you can apply right there, and that's the sandpointidaho.gov. I tried to keep it simple, but it's a government grant. So there is quite a bit of information you need. Make sure your bookkeeper's sitting right there with QuickBooks open. There's, financial statements that you're going to want to get. You need to have that UEI number. You need to have a business license in the city of Sandpoint. So make sure, first of all, that you have all those documents. One. And then number two, read those, criteria areas, and pretty much throughout all of that, those are the things that we'll be looking at. Again, it's not a program-based grant. I had a lot of questions about that. Mm-hmm. And it's about, tell us what you do in our community with your art programming. What is your art programming and the health of your organization? So just try to prioritize your day and get it in. Work on it today. Work on it tomorrow. Get it submitted. I'm here for you. You can certainly call me at 208-946-2705 or email me at hupton, so that's HUPTON, at sandpointidaho.gov.
Again, that's Heather Upton at the City of Sandpoint. She is the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer. She can tell you more about the grant if you have questions. 208-946-2705 or UPTONH, Upton, at sandpointidaho.gov. Heather, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Happy.
And let's do it again sometime soon.
Would love that.
All right. That's it for us today. Remember, Bulldog football here tomorrow night, Badger football here on Saturday evening, 5 o'clock. And till tomorrow, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.